Hi, everybody. Sorry about that technical glitch, but I'm back. I'm going to be doing a quicker one right now. And then E. Michael Jones, I'm having back on at noon Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The man is back. The man who is one of the most brilliant men I know, but still insists on calling Logos Logos, but that's fine with me. Beethoven's Ninth Symphony premiered in Vienna on this day in 1824. That's this. My mom sent me this email. The hall was packed. Beethoven himself conducted rather dramatically, stretching to his full height, which I'm curious what that is, then crouching down to the floor, flailing his hands and feet. He was deaf, and so he was several measures off, and a man named Louis Duport stood off to the side and conducted, and the musicians followed him instead. Beethoven got 5 standing ovations. Wow, that's incredible. So, hi everybody. I'm gonna open some mail, but first we're gonna talk about nuclear, the nuclear scam. I don't know if it is a scam, but after yesterday when I was talking about nuclear bombs being a hoax. And then, oh, by the way, follow Owen Benjamin clips, Owen Benjamin highlights, the Bear Cave, Captain Mike Maloney. Sometimes people say that I can be long and rambly, but if you like the shorter, condensed clips, go to there. I just talk, and then those guys cut it up, and it seems to have a nice following. But under the nuclear bomb scare one, of course, you had all the people being like, "Oh my God, he's lost his mind. He's so crazy." So that bothered me a little, I'm not going to lie. So today I'm going to actually show you guys my argument. It's not just going to be me talking randomly. You have to understand that I educate myself on these things before I talk about them. It's not just out of nowhere. So we'll hear from an expert who claims it's all total nonsense. But first, I want to show you guys. I got some barbed wire, and I put it in a garbage can to keep it away from Walter because I'm upset. As you can see behind me, these lights, coyote protocols. The protocols of coyote. The protocols of coyote. That's how American Indians always go, coyote. Coyote say. In the long before times, the coyotes say. So those are floodlights. In case we hear any of the goats, it's just, and then 22. But I have to make sure everything's very lit because I don't want to shoot a goat. I love my goats. I really do. I've developed such a fondness for them that I got motion detecting lights. People are like, "Don't tell people your security." This isn't for people. It's for coyotes. If you run and scatter with motion detecting lights you can get at Wilco, I mean, I don't think you're a big threat. But anyway, so when the coyotes go by, it just goes, and then they run away. I'm looking into a donkey. I know, I'd rather have animals that, I don't know, I'd rather get an Anatolian or one of those big dogs if I was going to get something just to guard the goats. I don't know what a donkey does. You can't really milk it. You can't ride it. And I don't know. Anyway, so I took a picture of it and I was like, I posted that I could just sell it to NASA and have them trick idiots into thinking it's a black hole. And so a bunch of people online, and then of course a bunch of the comments are like, "Oh my God, you're so dumb. You're going crazy in your yard." But obviously all the good people, the people with an IQ above 40, ran with the joke. This person wrote, "Behold the 10th planet, my anus." That was pretty funny. I mean, someone just tweaked it and it really does look like, it says NASA, 2019. Here's another one. That was pretty funny. Pretty funny stuff, guys. Because that's the actual black hole there that they had. That picture convinced people that that's a black hole. Everybody, it's wizardry. It works on white people so well. It's nuts. It's our Achilles heel. Everybody, you just are like, okay, it's 186,000 miles per second is the escape velocity of the black hole. That's why it's black, and there's spaghettification around it, and there's you know, the event horizon, and nothing, and a lot of white people are so just cognitive and like dreaming and thinking and that they fall for it. They're like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, it's all so real. Which brings me to nuclear power and nuclear bombs specifically. There is nuclear power; it just isn't what they say it is. And if I know there's going to be a ton of keyboard warriors that are like, oh my god, he's not an expert. He's just a guy with a hoodie. So I am going to give you guys an expert. His name's Galen Windsor. These are his credentials. Galen Windsor. Just listen to his credentials, keyboard warrior.
I'm pleased to have as our guest Mr. Galen Windsor from Richland, Washington. I first heard of Galen from a tape that somebody gave to me some months ago, and I found his story to be absolutely fascinating. His story is unique, to say the least. Galen has been in 77 different cities in the last 2 years lecturing on the subject of nuclear energy. The majority of his life, the last 35 years, he spent processing plutonium from nuclear reactor sites. He has worked in the Manhattan Project facilities in Hanford, Washington, Oak Ridge National Laboratories and Nuclear Plant in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, General Electric's Midwest Fuel Recovery Plant in Morris, Illinois, General Electric's fuel fabrication facility in San Jose, California, and Wilmington, North Carolina. And he's worked in every major reactor decommissioning project around this nation up to this present time. His major work in these projects has been the analytical process inventory control, which means that he was responsible for measuring and controlling the nuclear fuel inventory for these projects.
Okay, just real quick. So hopefully that's enough. That's enough credentials. But people are like, but Big Bear, I work at Jamba Juice, and I think that you have lost your mind, and that you have. My hometown of Oswego, New York, had three nuclear power plants: Nine Mile One, Nine Mile Two, Fitzpatrick, and they were always decommissioned because of government regulations. Wait till you see the motivations, the means, motive, and the opportunity, and he'll show you. Watch this video on YouTube. It's called the nuclear scam or something. Galen Windsor. He goes through every detail of the whole thing. It's an hour and a half. And I'll just show you a couple highlights. The one that really sparked my interest was the Three Mile Island and how it connected to Hollywood. Experience doesn't equal credential. I don't know. There's going to be people. I've noticed something fascinating about people. People are so terrified of learning that something's been a lie that they just will be like, well, just because he worked on the Manhattan Project and he was the safety commissioner for all these General Electric nuclear power plants, that doesn't mean he's some kind of an expert. I went to college. All right, so check this out. Galen Windsor, he talks about how they used to, like, play catch with plutonium. And then there would be these mysterious government regulations would come in. He was like, they said that 5 grams could kill the world. He's like, I've had 5 grams in my pocket. And so what happens psychologically? There's a lot of people that work in this type of environment that are good people and they're not in on the lie. But because if you just create these regulations and these fears and these standards and the assumption that something's true is so powerful. Yeah, he eats uranium. When you used to live with a nuclear power plant in your backyard, did you ever make friends with any employees you could have on for a debate? Yeah, half my friends. What would we debate? How many times they've shit their pants after doing too many whippets? Guys, one of my best friends is a nuclear physicist. I'm pretty sure he's insane. will you have him on for a debate? It's like, what? Just think. Hang on. Watch this part. This part's really fascinating. I'll show you some highlights.
Can a nuclear plant explode?
Only like any other steam plant. Like Laughlin, Nevada had a steam explosion. It's a coal-fired plant, but 6 men were killed there last year. That could happen at a nuclear plant, but as far as an atomic explosion, good heavens, no. No way.
What kind of...
Oh, real quick. This is something I can't tell you. He was talking about how he used to swim in the coolant pools, and they'd say, don't do that in front of the investors. He just... Because the water was supposedly toxic. This is something I will say about being from Oswego, New York. When they were cranking energy, the water around the plants was warmer, and we used to swim in it. I used to do a bit that's why I'm 6'7", because it really was. The water around the coolant plants would be warmer in Lake Ontario, and we used to swim in it. Bear in mind, they would have us do all these dry runs of hiding under our desks in case the Russians attacked Oswego, because Oswego was a big target for the Cold War embezzlement scheme. And I currently live near a nuclear base in Washington. And I stopped being scared very early on with that stuff because I realized that if what they said was true about these nuclear blasts that they showed us with these claymation movies, it would rip apart a little kid's desk. I think the perverts just wanted us on all fours. I'm dead serious. The perverted teachers just wanted to see a bunch of kids on all fours. All right, check this out.
Incidents can actually happen at a nuclear reactor generator plant.
You could lose your moderator and the reactor would shut down. The control rods would stick in and you wouldn't be able to start it up. You might do several things that would invalidate some of the safety controls. For instance, an emergency core cooling system. The only reason they put ECCS on a reactor is to destroy it. When you start these big babies up, because they're so big, you only warm them up 50 degrees an hour. And they say, we got an emergency, throw the emergency core cooling system on like they did at Three Mile Island 2, and you're going to thermally shock that big machine and ruin it so it can never be used again.
Let's talk about Three Mile Island. What really happened there? We've heard all kinds of stories about meltdown and...
So just real quick, just to deal with it, there's literally paid trolls in here, and I know that how susceptible people are to that. Someone said, do you think the nuclear power plants aren't energy plants? No, they are energy plants. These isotopes, these rods all work. They boil water. It's the nuclear radiation stuff is bullshit. Nuclear radiation will kill cells. It doesn't mutate them. So a pregnant woman, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, like a lot of these blasts, including Dresden, have radiation. Want to know what else has radiation? Your computer screen, your lights, all heat, all the radio signals. And it's such bullshit when you use critical thinking. Just let him explain it. One guy goes, I'm not convinced. I just started playing stuff. Just don't be a... By the way, the only thing that could happen, worst case scenario, I trick you with my secretive wizard skills that although I talk for 2 hours every single day to all you guys, and if you look back and watch my streams from 6-8 months ago, you'll realize that I was mind-blowingly more accurate than CNN or whatever college you were in. And now a lot of the stuff I was talking about is coming to the surface. People every day write to me like, I can't believe you were right about this. Look at this. There's actually someone claiming openly that they're a pedophile. I can't believe you're right. Just the worst case scenario is you have less fear. The worst case scenario is I trick you into not being scared that the world will incinerate based on insane people with buttons. That's the worst case scenario. Best case scenario is I'm right. And the world can't be incinerated by crazy people with buttons. Worst case scenario, you just have a little less fear and I'm wrong. But I'm not lying. So just listen. Don't be scared. So many people are obsessed with holding on to fear. They're scared of losing fear. It's insane. Fear is of Satan. That's a fact.
They made movies on it that this meltdown could melt right through the earth, clear through to China, and we've seen a lot of scare stories. What really happened to Three Mile Island? Do you know what really happened there?
Yes, I do. I followed that one very closely. In fact, I know the guys personally who wrote the script for China Syndrome and also wrote the script for the Three Mile Island fiasco. Dale Bridenbaugh, Dick Hubbard, and Greg Miner, who used to work with me at General Electric, are the MBH associates that wrote that China Syndrome script. And not only that, remember that was the time China Syndrome came out, Jane Fonda starring, 14 months ahead of the TMI-2 accident. It was predicted in writing in New York State that that accident would happen 1 year from the date that that Three Mile Island 2 reactor started up. It started up in March 1978, and it went down March 28, 1979, right on the day, 1 year anniversary. In other words,
just understand that this is what it's conditioning, programming. We've talked about it a ton on the channel. They started up and shut it down 1 year on the date. It was all planned. It isn't even physically possible. Someone says your weak spot is physics. I used to host a physics podcast where I interviewed people with Nobel Prizes with a nuclear physicist. My weakness isn't physics. Listen, I'm more layman physics, which, by the way, is most of the physics breakthroughs. The establishment is nonsense. You know, the guy that figured out, not figured out because I don't think it's real at all, but the multiverse theories and all that stuff was a plumber. You know, the establishment science is worse than a random dude. Because all the incentives are to go with whatever the government tells you, because all your funding comes from the biggest violence cartel in the history of the world. So just listen. Just listen. And I know the trolls are out today. I know it's nuts. I know that you can call me crazy all day, and it works on a lot of people because people are terrified of mockery, but the veil is being lifted. And for people that just keep saying I'm stupid, it's like, I'm clearly not. Clearly. And neither is this guy. This is the guy, I've looked this up. This guy's legit. This isn't, it's all nonsense. I mean, we could die at any minute. I have to stay in that mentality. That's the mentality of Satan. Literally.
15 months advance notice, the industry still went along with a sham. Nothing happened there except that the owner, the operator, and the regulators conspired to turn it off.
What melted?
The top of the fuel rods, the third time that the core got uncovered, due to internal pressure, blew the top off some of those rods. They've got Inconel springs in them to keep the fuel pellets from vibrating when it's running. Those things are under compression, and when they reduced the outside pressure and the fuel rods were still hot, it blew the top off some of those fuel rods. The fuel rods in TMI-2 are internally pressurized to about 1,200 PSI with helium gas so that they don't reverse dent when they're hot and running for 5 years. And when they drop the outside pressure, that internal pressure with those hot rods blew the side out of some of those rods at the top. But melting, the fuel is already an oxide ceramic. It is a pellet. It's been pressed into a ceramic. When you pick it up and feel it, it feels like metal. It's pressed so very, very tight, hard. And so, no, the fuel didn't melt. The China Syndrome is a scriptwriter's fantasy. Right here, I'll tell a story, I guess. See, I spent 3 weeks on the island in March of 1981, the two-year anniversary of this particular, quote, accident. And Tom Hall, who stood alongside Enrico Fermi when they pulled the control rods on 100B in October 1944 at Hanford, and I were delegated to go to the island and find out what happened, and so we did. We went over all of the records and everything else, and near as we could tell from performance records, 51 thermocouples, for instance, only one of which went over 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. the centerline temperature of those rods when they're running.
By the way, Michael just said that his dad and Galen, this guy here, started a nuclear reactor in the 90s. Hey, Love! Love! Can I get some more coffee and goat milk? Thanks. Someone also just said, Owen, be more like Jesus. Be more humble. Jesus flipped over the tables of the Pharisees. Thanks, Love. Oh, and also, I want to be more like Jesus. I'm not, though. I'm not a religious leader or a religious figure. I'm a comedian in my backyard who happens to be of the mentality that truth is better than lies for lollipops in your fancy pants. If more people were just like that, we wouldn't have these problems. I'm not a religious figure at all. I'm just a normal Christian from back in the day that now apparently don't really exist because everyone's obsessed with their fancy pants. Listen to Galen. Fucking psychos.
4,032 degrees Fahrenheit. And so they say things like over 50% of the core was greater than 4,000 degrees. Yes, it was. If it wasn't, it wasn't running at 100% power. So they take that kind of information and bugger it all up so that you don't understand what's going on. They give you a little bit of it. Well, the worst joke that people could dream up, and they says, do you know what the NRC's worst nightmare is? No, I don't know what that is. Galen Windsor and Tom Hall in the TMI-2 control room for an hour by themselves. You know why people that know laugh? These crazy guys from Hanford would have started that baby up and showed that it would run. We'd have started it up, and they were afraid of us.
So there was no accident at Three Mile Island?
No, they did it on purpose.
All right, so and I'll show you another little piece here, and then I'll open some bear mail. Bear in mind, the guy could be wrong. I don't know. I just, he has way, 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 way more credentials than you. And all of it lines up. All of it lines up. People are like, nuclear power is the future. It is. It's overly regulated to increase the fake value of plutonium and uranium and keep energy cartels in position. You can make energy with nuclear power that's super clean and awesome. It's not fission, though. It isn't this explosion, this reaction that they claim. It isn't this magic stuff. You can pull it out of the ground. I'll show you more of this guy. It's fascinating. And the bomb stuff is nonsense. Again, this is a lot of this is new to me. I've had these instincts for a long time. I'm not putting my name on this current theory. I could be wrong. Kind of like David Icke with the lizards, or when Bill Cooper believed in aliens, and then later we're like, I don't know if Ike's went back on the lizards, but that kind of stuff is, I believe, to be nonsense. And Bill Cooper, I think, was just tricked. But why does the Pacific Ocean have dead zones? Fukushima. Oh, have you been there? Who told you about the dead zones? Have you been to the dead zones? They also say that there's a Texas-sized thing of trash in the middle of the ocean that there are no photographs of, not from space or anywhere. You have to think, did the person who told you, or the institution or news agency or teacher, are they pathological liars? If so, you have to find it out for yourself. Yeah, I'm just banning it. I'm going to get hammered today. Oil industry propaganda equals fear. Nuclear. Yeah, dude, nuclear does boil water and turn turbines. And not only is it good, the waste isn't real. Hang on. I'll play more of that part. Hang on a second.
Personally, who wrote the script for China would have started that baby up and showed that it would run.
Yeah, I'll play you more of that.
We'd have started it up, and they were afraid of us.
They're burying empty containers.
So there was no accident at Three Mile Island.
No, they did it on purpose. Shut it down.
Very interesting. Can nuclear radiation cause mutation in people and animals?
By the way, someone says David Icke so much more than the lizard thing. I know. That's why I referenced him and Bill Cooper, because I respect David Icke and Bill Cooper, and they were both wrong about two things. My whole point is you can be an honest person looking for the truth and get things horribly wrong. And David Icke and Bill Cooper both absolutely have integrity and are awesome, and they were completely wrong about two things. I'm just opening that possibility. My point is, worst case scenario is you get tricked into not being pumped full of cortisol all the time. Best case scenario, I'm right, and you realize that this scare is a shackle.
If a cell gets too much radiation, it dies. And so if it is a sperm or an oocyte, why, they die.
All right.
They
don't. Sorry for stopping so much, but the chat is actually fascinating. I'll just let it play a little bit more. Someone said that nuclear dirty bombs are real. Yes, that's exactly right. You can have shrapnel-type stuff like plutonium, uranium in a dirty bomb, but that big mushroom cloud, all that is bullshit. But yes, dirty bombs are real. There we go.
Reproduce, and there are no mutations. I think the good Lord built that safety factor in.
So you're saying that mutation in future generations is an unfounded fear?
Yes, and the studies of the people at Hiroshima and Nagasaki have borne that out. Those people do not have that. Now, they showed the immediate effects of too much radiation. The women who were pregnant showed the effects of very similar to rubella, measles. Some deformity, certainly, from that radiation insult. But that's not the kind of mutation that's going to go on to the next generation.
Galen, what and where are these burial sites and what's in them for this so-called nuclear waste? I've been hearing stories about stainless steel containers buried in concrete under the ocean, boiling for over 2,000 years.
That sounds like a real story. Let me start out by saying there are no nuclear waste, only materials created in a reactor to be...
By the way, I really like this guy. That was such a subtle little... he has a very dry engineering type sense of humor. He's like, that sounds like a good story. That's just funny to me. I really like engineer type humor. And when people are like, I still believe in science, though. No, you believe in engineering. It's much, much different than science. Science is wizardry. It's a way of saying, so an engineer uses trial and error, you know, figures out a method to make something work, you know, is how we build giant ships and airplanes and, you know, we can do just these complicated surgeries and these retinal scans and all this stuff. That's all engineering. Science is when after 50 years that this priest class denies the existence of something, they can go back and rewrite how they're actually right. And then they do peer review to just whack each other off in a basement. That's science. It's satanic. Here we go.
Been used beneficially. Now, high-level waste is radioactive and self-heating. And so fuel, reusable uranium fuel, fits that definition. But if you disregard its intrinsic worth, why then, yeah, it would fit the definition of high-level waste. But let's say there isn't any high-level waste, only material to be recovered and used beneficially. Then what's the low-level waste fiasco? That's an excuse for a federally mandated, non-inspectable disposal system so that organized crime can get rid of any evidence that they want and it can never be dug up again.
They're afraid to look in there.
Not afraid. They don't want you to. They've got rules on the transport so that if you have an accident with a low-level radioactive waste shipment...
All right, so I'm giving you highlights here. It's all a scam. And why wouldn't you? And it's not because plutonium and uranium isn't valuable. It is. But the whole beginning, he just keeps repeating, who owns the plutonium and how much is it worth? And he's talked about the vast shifts in price. Who owns it? How do they get it? How is it used for energy cartels? And that's the whole driving force. His whole thing is that there should be nuclear reactor. There should be new plants in every town, just small, you know, because you can use these elements to boil water and just tons of clean energy. And radiation isn't what you think it is. It's so funny that it's called gamma too. Everything that's bad is gamma. All right, I'll show you the experiment, then I'll open some mail, and then later at noon my time, Pacific Standard Time, and what's 3 Eastern Standard Time, I will be talking to E. Michael Jones, legend. All right.
This instrument will...
All right, here we go. Watch this. This is fascinating. And if you think he's just some random kook, he worked on the Manhattan Project, and he was one of GE's top guys for making nuclear reactors.
Well, I mean, I work at Jamba Juice, and I went to the State University of New York and majored in underwater lesbian ballet, so I'm really the expert.
Lowercase I, iPhone, iPad. the small narcissist, the lowercase I. That's why my son likes Mr. Incredible, but now I don't like all that stuff. But the lowercase I, so my wife made him his own cape with a W on it for Walter, because the lowercase I think there's something going on with that. I think it's about making a narcissist that doesn't matter. A lowercase I. It's right out of, who was it? C.S. Lewis's Wormwood. What's that? C.S. Lewis's, what's the name of that? That book is so good. Wormwood. Oh, dear nephew. It's about two demons, an uncle and a nephew writing each other letters. Lukewarm is one of the worst things you can be. That's why I can't stand Tim Pool. Tim Pool is an aggressive centrist. That's the worst of both worlds. He's like, I'm here to take a stand. I am pissed. I am pissed that people don't see that everything is pragmatic triangulation. It's like being, it's like South Park literally did I gotta stop saying literally. South Park did a whole character mocking that whole way of life as the aggressive agnostics, like the agnostic family that was like, you will admit that we don't know if there's a God. You know, it's just like, you're such a dipshit. Just pick a lane. You know, that fence sitting, that whole thing, like, I mean, I am here. I am just pissed that people do not know that abortion should range between conception and 12 weeks. How'd you come up with those numbers, Tim? Here we go.
Only count gamma, energy. It's just energy. Light's coming from those lights. Only you're getting lots of infrared from the lights as well as ultraviolet.
This is fascinating. It's fascinating, dude.
Of radon. And they say, if you can measure, detect radon in a home, then it's bad. If you exceed the EPA's limit, it's reason to run you out of your home. Spend $13,000 like they did with Stanley Watrous's house in Pennsylvania the other day to get rid of the radon, to ventilate it out through. Ridiculous. Let's take them one at a time. This is a rock that I picked up in Naderita, Colorado. 16 weight percent uranium, high grade uranium, hot. I read a thing the other day that says they had high grade uranium, and lo and behold, it's too hot to transport, so they had to bury it on site. Oh, wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about radiation. If we can, yeah, are we picking up? If you put the probe right there, the meter goes off scale, and you can hear it, all right? Hot. Radiation, gamma radiation is the most penetrating of all radiation. Oh, is it? All it's got between the rock and the probe is my hand. Doesn't count so pretty much, does it? What if I put the rock behind me? You don't suppose they've been lying to you, do you? I suspect they have. Well, let's do a little bit more. I got a black bottle. This stuff comes in white bottles. A bottle of no-dose. You can send children down to the drugstore to buy no-dos. All they need is money. In this are 60 white caffeine pellets. And this one is uranium oxide, U-308. You can't buy it for love nor money. The state of Washington sent two of their Gestapo agents over to my home to confiscate my uranium samples on the 17th of December last year. Got a challenge. I'd like to have somebody in the room volunteer to take all of this bottle or all of this bottle. The only thing that I'll tell you is that one of them won't hurt you and the other one will kill you. Do you want the white stuff or the black stuff? White stuff? You do. There's enough in there to kill four men your size. The government says we got to ban this material. It's radioactive. Let's check it on the bottom of the bottle. Not very radioactive. Let's take the cap off. Oh, goodness. Very radioactive. This instrument will only count gamma, energy. It's just energy. Light's coming from those lights. Only you're getting lots of infrared from the lights as well as ultraviolet. Energy response, and it's very carefully damped to only discriminate it so it only gets the energy that comes from this. I don't want it to respond to a light, just to this. Cost me $1,000 to get an instrument that'll just respond to this and not to that. This is radioactive by any definition. Radioactive material giving off radiation that is read by an instrument like this. The daughter of this, radon, cannot be read on this instrument because it gives off alpha particles. An alpha particle is a dipositive particle that comes from the nucleus. It has two protons and two neutrons, therefore an atomic weight of 4, and it's minus 2 electrons. And if you grab it with a high ionization potential counter, it'll count. But if it travels 2 inches in air or through a piece of paper, it picks up 2 electrons, 2 beta particles, if you will, and becomes helium gas, and it won't count on an ionization chamber. Did you know that this thing right here is giving off helium gas? Alpha comes from uranium. Okay, radioactive material. You pour it out in the hand, and that's radioactive contamination. Is it radioactive? Yeah, it is. Very radioactive. Now, decontamination is nothing but scooping it back up and putting it into the bottle. I just now decontaminated my hand. No, I didn't do such a good job. Not good at all. Is it still radioactive? Yeah, that's called residual radioactivity. Now, under the decontamination rules of the government, when you decontaminate somebody like this that's that contaminated, and this is certainly a reportable incident under current DOE regulations, when you decontaminate it, it has to go down a controlled drain so that you don't disperse radioactivity. Do I qualify as a controlled drain? That material that I just ate is not soluble in body fluids. I'd like it's been this.
Just real quick, I'm really enjoying the chat. People are, and when people are like, who is this lunatic? He worked for the Manhattan Project, and he was one of the heads of General Electric building nuclear power plants. He was one of the original truthers, and people are like, yeah, he died of cancer. No, he didn't. He lived into his 80s. he's just some kook. It's wild, but a lot of good people are, listen, is he wrong? Maybe. Why not talk about it? Why are you so terrified to not be terrified? Right? What if it turns out that this is because of an energy cartel? And I'm not saying nuclear power doesn't exist. It's just not what they say it is. And it's so much better than they're saying it is. Nuclear power, Fukushima, you're not legally allowed to talk about Fukushima in Japan and with journalists and shit. There's whole laws around that because there isn't fallout. There isn't fallout. It's bullshit. Means, motive, opportunity. Means, motive, opportunity. Why would a government want to do this? Why would people with power want to do this? And scientists are selected based on their ability to follow authority. It has nothing to do with intelligence. Some of the dumbest fucks I know are professional scientists. It's because if you wear a lab coat, they get a boner. They're retarded. It's just authority, authority, authority. Because the screen process from bachelor, master's, PhD, peer review, you know, you're a teacher's assistant. You're a, what is my mom still? Because my mom quit being a professor to raise her children because she is a great person and a great woman. And I would probably be a complete lunatic if it wasn't for her. She's an adjunct. Then you're an adjunct, and then you become an assistant professor, then a full professor, and then you get tenure, and then the publishing. Every step of the way is weeding out anybody with their own ideas or can challenge authority to the point where they give you tenure, where they're like, we won't fire you. And everybody's like, wow, this is intellectual freedom. They only give that to people who are broken. Well, what do you know, Big Bear? My father is a full professor with tenure. I grew up with this system. They only give it to you if they know. It's almost like a dog. They only let you off leash if they know you're not going to run away.
It was fired originally at 940 degrees C, oxide, where it becomes U308. Known in the industry as HCl insoluble. In other words, it will not dissolve in concentrated hydrochloric acid, hot. Your stomach has 10th normal hydrochloric acid in it, so it won't even dissolve. The stuff is so fine that it has no texture to it. Doesn't even feel rough. So it's tasteless, odorless, has no texture. How's it supposed to hurt me? Because I've been eating this on lecture tour for 2 years, the state of Washington felt it necessary to confiscate my uranium samples so that I would be safe. Dr. Fulton from the Hanford Environmental Health Foundation called up and he says, hey, I heard one of your guys OD'd on uranium today, Galen. And we talked for a little while and he says, oh, that was you. And I says, listen, I can eat all that stuff I want. He says, it'll ruin your kidneys. How are your kidneys? They're fine. Well, you should have been chelated within 4 hours. And I mean, you guys are going to follow me around the country and give me chelating agents every 4 hours after I eat it on lecture tour? He says, we'll give you any medical assistance that you need, Galen. We don't want anything to happen to you. I said, does that include turning out the federal SWAT team 4 days ago to get me? Where are these guys coming from? Well, here's a piece of metal. Density of 19.0. If you know your chemistry and physics, you know that there are only two metals that have that density. Plutonium and uranium. Radioactive pyrophoric density of 19. Outside of a laboratory, most of you can't tell me whether this is uranium, plutonium, or a mixture of the two. Now, I said that it's...
Isobar just said this guy's given... By the way, Isobar is where I got George. George is doing great, by the way, Isobar. He's doing awesome. He said, this guy gives me the William Cooper vibe, and I like it. No, this guy's legit. And these things are hiding in plain sight, and that's why I like showing them. And I was motivated to do this because yesterday I was talking about how nuclear bombs are exaggerated, to say the least. They say that 5 grams of plutonium can kill the world. This guy's like, I've eaten 5 grams of plutonium. Because he was part of the Manhattan Project where they used to like throw the shit around. And then they're like, well, the regulation, blah, blah. He's like, radiation is everything. A banana has potassium in it that's slightly, I think there's an extra neutron or something in it to make it an isotope where that gives off radiation, light, ultraviolet, radio waves, all of it. And he's like, you get exposed to the same amount of radiation as when someone takes a picture of you, and now they're making you wear these suits, these space suits. The space suit is a tool used for mental programming. You know, the nuclear suit that looks oddly like the NASA space suit that couldn't survive a vacuum? They train in pools? All right, I'm spiraling. I'll just play some more of this, dude.
And it is. Let's see if it's radioactive. Yeah, it is. Pyrophoric. What does that mean? Pyro. Fire. Black. On the end. The spark that just came off there.
Someone said nuclear power is real and we need it. Yes. And it's also super cheap and super effective and doesn't cause radiation. That's my whole point. This isn't a knock on nuclear power. Nuclear power isn't what they say it is. It doesn't leave a residual radiation that gives everyone cancer. Radiation doesn't cause cancer. It kills cells. It doesn't make mutations. That's a lie. That's a huge lie. Nuclear power is not only good, it's safe as fuck and cheap as fuck. His whole point is how cheap it is. The whole motivation for all of this is the energy cartels trying to keep everybody in line because there's so much power everywhere. And fear is a weapon. Fear is the realm of the devil. Dude, it's so true. Fucking Tesla knew it. No one's having more fun than us. No one's having more fun than Tesla. No one is having more fun than Galen Windsor.
Is pyro, fire, burn. If it's plutonium, I just contaminated this area of Arizona in excess of the EPA's limit for 1 square mile of surface. Somebody laughed. It's serious. The end of progress altogether says that I just contaminated you in excess of the limit for 1 square mile. It's now silver on the end. Tomorrow it'll be black because it self-oxidizes, this black color, like this, all by itself. Plutonium does that and uranium does that. Is it hazardous? Yeah, it is, because they take depleted uranium metal and make it into 50 caliber bullets, fire them from shoulder-held weapons. In 1976, they obsoleted tank warfare with these things because it only takes one dogface with one weapon to knock out a 65-ton tank. It'll go through 3 inches of armor plate, and when it comes out the other side, it's that white-hot spark that we just made. And the 5 men in that tank are dead because it'll burn all of the oxygen out of the air and burn their flesh. 1976, they obsoleted tank warfare, and you never even knew that. They make 10,000 of those bullets every day in the United States. We got enough in the arsenal to sink all of Russia's tanks, and our boys in the Defense Department don't even talk about it. Yeah, it's hazardous to your health. Reminds me, lead is hazardous to your health too, isn't it? Particularly if it's in a 45 slug like this and it hits you right here going about 2,600 feet per second. It's not the material, it's the impact from the velocity. Let's be very specific in the words that we use. This particular chunk of lead came out of a human body. My son, who's a deputy sheriff, thought maybe I could use it on tour. That's called dying of lead poisoning. Anything less is a figment of the imagination because it's not soluble in body fluid either. This is a pellet of cobalt-59. If you put it in a reactor into a neutron field, you can convert cobalt-59 to cobalt-60, which gives off a gamma. It becomes the source that doctors use to irradiate patients to 7,000 Rntgen for one patient. The total dose absorbed by radiation workers at Three Mile Island in the last 6 years is something like 1,500 rent.
Someone just accurately identified Galen Windsor as, he goes, another wizard killer. I like it. Dude, that's what we are, man. We're wizard killers. Wizard killers. You don't kill wizards with bullets. You kill it with absolute, unfiltered truth. And I'm not arrogant enough to say that I know the full truth. Only God knows that. Just like Bill Cooper was wrong about aliens and then realized it and was like, yeah, I was wrong about aliens. But to speak what you believe to be true is so powerful. It's a wizard killer. There's so much bullshit around nuclear power and nuclear bombs. They use the bombs as a scare that at any time these people can destroy the whole world. That's pimps do the same thing with hookers, guys. It's a very simple way to enslave your mind. At any time, they can kill everything that you've ever loved. They can't. And then another thing is that, energy is so expensive and so... No, it isn't. Nuclear power is clean and cheap and doesn't leave waste. The waste is all a scam to make even more money and keep people in under control. Wizard killer. Let's listen a little more and then I'll open some bear mail.
5 times more given to a single individual in a doctor's facility. Now, do you know why I say that the federal regulations are absurd? And if you live by those federal regulations...
Wait, real quick. Someone just said Owen is an anti-Wizzite. That's so true. I'm not an anti-Semite. I'm an anti-Wizzite. I don't like wizards.
Maybe you're being absurd, too. Now, a pellet of cobalt 60 this size got shipped by mistake to Mexico, got diluted into 5,000 tons of iron. Some of the reinforcing rod came up to Los Alamos, New Mexico, and they says, hey, that stuff's radioactive. Understand that this single pellet diluted roughly a factor of 1 billion was what they were reading on a detector like this at Los Alamos. And so they pulled back table legs that were in Spokane, Washington, made out of the same batch because it was hot and radioactive and it would burn you. When the pellet itself could be held in your hand like that for a few minutes without it burning you. Now, Christ walked the earth 1 billion minutes ago. If I could stretch this pellet out into a wire and it went clear around the earth and right back here to Phoenix, 1 billionth of this amount is 1.7 inches of that wire so stretched out. Stagger your mind? It ought to.
All right, guys, I'm going to open bear mail. He's obviously also Christian, which makes the Wizzites upset. The Wizzites. I'm anti-Wizzite. Isobear said, the world's run by wizards and lizards. Well, they're metaphorical lizards. I don't think they're actually lizards. What was I going to say? Isn't that fascinating? It's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. The guy's name is Galen Windsor. Check him out. There's YouTube videos. Obviously, his message has been suppressed, but also understand that there isn't just one group of elites in control. You know, someone asked him, you know, he's had SWAT teams come and take his shit, and he's like, the only reason I'm here is because other people apparently support me or whatever. He said something like that. You don't know behind the scenes what's going on. You can't guess it. You can't predict it. You just have to say what is true. And I'm not saying if you're a dentist to tell all your patients about Galen Windsor. My job is to do this. But just don't speak lies. All right. So again, time to open some bear mail. It says Big Bear on it. Yeah, there's no return. Oh, sweet. There's a return. George, there's no logos in what you're doing. George, that's a lack of logos. No one's having more fun than us. I just go first paragraph, and then I read them after. After spiraling out over how to give my children a view of the shape of the earth, I came up with the idea to make a very big circle. Forgive my bad writing. I wake up at 5 a.m., drive 70 miles to work. 10 hours later, drive 70.1 miles home. It is now, it's a 70.1 on both. It's not like there's a different distance. I just felt I'd be more exact since he took the time to be exact. It is now past 10. x minus h squared plus y minus k squared equals r squared. Equation of a circle. All right, this isn't going to translate. I'll just show you. I'll read this after. This won't translate verbally, but if anyone understands that, have fun with it. Have fun with it, everybody. If anyone understands all that, you can pause it, enjoy it, have fun with it. Good times. Thank you. Oh, this is for Sidekick Bear. Well, I think right now he's in Tel Aviv doing cocaine. He's going to come home with an even more blown out nose. Oh, Sidekick Bear, thank you. Oh, it's just white paper. Well, that's very Sidekick Bear-ish. He is deep state bear. Let me, Owen post that on IG. If I remember, I will. I still got to feed the chickens and ducks. I've already fed the goats and milked the goats. Because I literally work from sun up to sundown. I've literally become like a cliche. It's hysterical. First paragraph. Hello, Big Bear. Sorry I didn't put a return address. Hope this finds you well. If you could reply to this on stream or in another public way where I could see a response, that would be great. I'm a young bear living in a liberal area where so many people my age are very hedonistic and shy away from Christianity. To acknowledge how trash the Democrats are, I'm not even a Trump supporter. I'm very introverted and have trouble keeping friends, connecting with people because they think I'm weird when I explain obvious wizardry to them, not make dumb mistakes. And I have to force myself to calibrate my speech to the people I'm around. That never changes, by the way, pal. I have a goal that I'm working towards, but the job search now seems like you just submit your resume into the ether. I go to a store to talk to a manager, but it's not like talking to a person. Oh, yeah, dude. When I used to have to try and get jobs when I was first trying to do comedy in L.A., I would go restaurant to restaurant to restaurant. I never got any of them. A friend got me one at a restaurant as a busboy. Yeah, because it was tough to get in with all the multiculturals. But it's all about people in your community. That's why I enforce what I enforce every day for a reason. Family, community, family, community, family, community, family, community, family, community. Sending out a resume to the ether doesn't do anything. But at monster.com, no, it's all gay. They just say apply online. The results in me falling into sloth, which is why I started going to the sim. How is it possible to live by the Bible when we are so surrounded by debauchery? Read the Bible. It was just 12 scared men. And I have to be the adult around older people. It's hard to avoid jerking off because sex is everywhere. The media wants men to always have a constant urge to get sex because it destroys men's ability to be calm and masculine around women. So true. The more you whack off to porn, the less you can talk to women. Don't think you're educating yourself. You know that. You sound like a very smart guy. And creates a generation of guys who don't know the purpose because public school just teaches you that mistakes are the end of the world. Columbus sailed the ocean blue, and mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cells. Oh, dude, apparently it hasn't changed since I was there. Mitochondria, the mighty mitochondria. I'll try to ramble less. No, I'll read this. You sound like you need some support from the bears. Women want three things. Have cake and eat it too. Do stuff without worrying about consequences. Trick some thirsty guy into helping them. Good God, emotional stimulation, be collected, but tease her. Christmas every day, guess what she wants without asking, because she tells him what to do. She doesn't respect him in her head. He's a bitch pussy. Right. You seem like you know quite a bit. It's odd. Feminism is basically women who hit the wall, slept around, and didn't develop their character, trying to turn all the good feminine women just as depressed and lost as they are. Exactly. It's just like how the men in small hats try to take down giants. the descendants of Nephilim, the bear. They don't like giants. They're all short. Women are the same way. Any feminized culture or just women in general, they don't get me wrong. Women, when you marry, honor, love, when they've been raised by good people, are some of the greatest people I've ever known and so important to everything. Mothers are so important. But these feminized cultures and women and groups, they despise quality. And we're seeing it culturally now because it's run by feminized men, women, men in small hats. It's anybody that's really good or tall or strong or assertive, they just get it. The Bolsheviks with their little hats used to have a phrase, the tallest nail gets hammered down. Never forget that. That's how they think. Don't let them hammer you down. They say life is a zero-sum game. If a man is doing well, that means a woman was put down. You're so smart, dude. How do I find a truly feminine woman who doesn't have a bunch of beta orbiters, has good impulse control, and I won't need to think about having premarital sex? Am I putting too much emphasis on avoiding premarital sex since perfect is the enemy of good? No. No. I'm starting to think perfect isn't the enemy of good. I know I say that sometimes in regards to politics, but you have to understand, politics is bad. So that's why I can be a Trump supporter, even though I know he's compromised, because they're all compromised. There's this great video of Joe Biden when he was 29, talking exactly like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with, it's hysterical. He became everything that he hated. But when it comes to like marriage, when it comes to your life, no. Aspire for no premarital sex. Aspire for all this stuff. And along the way, if you make mistakes, if you commit sins, you can deal with that. I've had tons of premarital sex. If I could do it all over again, I wouldn't change a thing because I got Amy, my kids, where I'm at. I shudder at any changes in my life. That being said, it wasn't because of that that I got Amy and the kids. When I finally, you know, committed to a better path, my life got a lot better. It sounds like you're okay, man. And I don't know where you're going to find the girl. I don't know this world, like, out there now for young dudes. All I know is they're out there. Vox Day did a great segment about Tinder. Someone was like, everybody's a Tinder whore. And he did the math about how many women in America are actually on Tinder, and it's a tiny percentage. A lot of them are just gay guys. All right, I gotta, but dude, you sound like your head's on straight. Don't give up. Don't, you know the problems. You know that this is a sexualized world and it makes you want to run home and whack off. You know that the women have all these beta orbiters. Guess what? When your purpose is defined and you are doing well, you will get that woman because she doesn't want the beta orbiters. You know, another bear asked me yesterday about, we're just talking on Instagram DM about his girl has a male friend that she used to date, and rather not, and he's not cool with that. What should he do? I'm like, you're not cool with that. End it. And it's her responsibility at this point to end, like, not hang out with the other guy and then come back. And if not, that's it. There's no other way. You know, I had to deal with a lot of this stuff with friendships, family relationships, romantic relationships. It's like, it's not up to you. There comes a point where in your mind you're like, well, you know, I can make it work. It's not up to you. It's up to them. They can't disrespect you by being around men that you aren't comfortable with. If you truly in your heart know that there's a guy around that isn't a threat and it's all good, it's one thing. But if you don't like it, that's it. And she'll never respect you if you don't do that. And listen, you have to be able to walk away, and then she'll either come to you or she won't. But you can't put up with that because it'll never end. Before you know it, you're like one of these trolls where they're just letting their wives get banged by an entire group of bikers as they wait in the car and just go on my YouTube and just comment nasty things. That's who these guys are. These guys are cucks, and they're like pathetic. You know, they didn't make these decisions, so they look at my life, and instead of dealing with their marital issues, they just come on here and be like, you're insane. Yeah. And meanwhile, their wife is getting plowed by an entire biker gang as he has to wait in the car. She's like, wait in the car, Gary. And he's like, oh, fine. Whatever you say. And then he's on here just on my thing like, you're the worst. You're so stupid. The Bears are okay. It's that's what they are. Like most of these guys on here that are trolls are the whole only reason they're on the internet is they're waiting in the car because their wife is getting plowed by a biker gang and she likes it. She likes the attention. You know, she's like, rev the motor. Gary's in the car and he's like, and then he's on here like, oh, and you're gonna die. That's where they're all from. Snitting Bear. P.S. Herbal Essence Blueberry is my fave, and Joe is a weirdo. Joe Biden. Well, don't tell a woman that you're about your Herbal Essence fave. No, it's not cuck bikers. The bikers aren't cucks. It's the guy is the cuck, and he's letting a biker gang plow his wife because she wants the eye contact. And so he just... And what is this? I don't know what that is. There's like a weird package. I'm throwing that away. All right. If I die, I got poison. All right, what's this? Bear mail. Okay. It's not a weird package. It just seemed like cryptic and bizarre. All right, I'll read that after. If there's anything without a return address, I'm not going to read. I'm not going to read on the stream. I'm not like Ben Shapiro. I don't write my own letters. Ben Shapiro's like, no way, another listener. Dear Ben, why is it so important that we be like, dear Ben, why do some people not know that Israel is more important than America? Are they retarded? Hey, no logos! Another one. First paragraph. The bikers are active around here in Canada. I like bikers. Dear Owen, I've been watching your streams off and on for the past few months, and it has been a blast and very informative. I don't agree with you on everything, but then again, I don't know of one single person I do agree with on everything. I have so much respect for you because you have the balls and tackling the subjects that you take on is very courageous. People like Limbaugh, Hannity, Crowder, and numerous others say they are all about the movement, but none of them will call out what is actually causing many of society's problems because they are cowards who make tons of money from very bad people. Plus, many of them have liberal advertisers and sponsors like Nike, Apple, and Sherry's Berries. I know that you are not anti-Semitic because pointing out obvious realities isn't anti-anything. No, I'm an anti-Wizite. Wizards. Hang on. Dude, somebody wrote, dude is strangely fascinated with everything cuck weird, he said from his wife's car. To be quick and to the point, I've come up with a great analogy for dealing with not just men in small hats, but any other evil liberal that is poisoning society. There's yeast called Candida that can build up in the body and cause tons of pain, sickness, and multiple other symptoms. You cannot take any pills or surgically remove the yeast. Instead, you must follow a rigorous diet for 2 to 3 months called the Candida diet. On the Candida diet, you must give up almost every food you enjoy, and it sucks. Furthermore, for the first couple weeks, you might even become sick because of the bad yeast in the body is starving and getting out of control. However, after a few weeks, the yeast starves and leaves the body. As the weeks go by, you feel better and better, and after 2 to 3 months, the bad yeast is all gone, and you can go back to living normally. That's so accurate. What are you going to do? Shoot the yeast? You bleed out. In closing, not all yeast is bad, just like not all Jews are bad, but an overgrowth of satisfied yeast being fed by your worst desires will poison the body. That is absolutely true. You are the man. P.S. My name is Travis. My nickname is Trapper. Welcome, Trapper Bear. And I'm a new unauthorized.tv Feed the Bear subscriber. You are the man. Thank you. Thank you. People are getting it. Who would downvote this? Cucks. People waiting in the car while their wives get plowed by bikers. And so they have to kill time. So they watch this and just get real nasty. I'm dead serious. Like, half these guys right now, their wives are just getting plowed. And they're like, okay, honey, I won't rock the boat. Hey, Big Bear, this may be a little lengthy, and I apologize. Well, I'm only doing a pair for my handwriting. To keep a long story short, I'm a 14-year-old fan who recently started working to help support my family. I'm the child of immigrants who fled the totalitarian communist shithole known as the Soviet Union of homosexuals in order to make a better life for themselves. My grandfather was a Cossack who fought both the Nazis and the Japs. He said Japanese, but we all know what they're called. To protect his family, and was fortunate enough to make it out alive and make many babies. Growing up in America, it has been increasingly disturbing seeing degeneracy, sodomy, and sin being normalized and pushed down the throats of children coming from a culture which rejects such things. It is absurdly not normal for 1/3 of school's female population to be openly gay or bisexual. I've also had teachers try to push lies like the gender wage gap, women are the same as men, a border wall is racist, cough, cough, the men in small hats that did it for, cough, cough, the men in small hats did it first, and more, but I often call them on it despite any potential consequences, as truth cannot determine, but it caused me to rethink my goals and the direction of my life is going. I'm currently on track to do mass communication in high school, also known as wizardry, as you correctly pointed out. But deception is not all something that has logos or something that I want to do. Lastly, I want to say that you're a great inspiration to me and many others. Your daily live streams motivate me to be a better person and are pushing me closer to God. Even though I only started watching you about a month ago and knew of you since you worked for Crowder, you've had a pretty impactful effect on me and how I view life. And for that, I'd like to donate to you money from my first ever paycheck. That's beautiful, dude. Stay strong. You sound amazing. Your grandfather was a Cossack. Those guys were strong as fuck. As long as people don't poison me, I'll keep doing this for a while. Dude, cucks are so annoying. They're such... everything gamma is awful. Gamma rays, gamma people. Just a bunch of fucking psychopaths. Being a working father of two, I hope you don't mind that I chose to write my letter by hand instead of typing. I'm a renovation carpenter, meaning we do it all in Salt Lake City, and I do mostly work happily 2 out of 6 days per week, knowing that as an American, my food tastes better when I pay for it. My kids respect me more, and I have more of a purpose without hammer than there would look down on me for being dirty. He doesn't write like a retard. I just can't read it. It's handwritten. So much is to be said about what I could say in this letter, but the paper are limited, so would be your patience if I were to properly voice all my thoughts. With that in mind, I shall choose my following words very carefully. For starters, I may have seen a scene or your stand-up. I vaguely heard of your banishment, but I became a fan. See, I'm sorry, man. I'll try and read that after, but I can't read it. I have full-blown retard in me. I'm part full-blown retard. Oh, this is cool. Someone sent me this. Ursa Manor, OB. Happy birthday, Big Bear. You're doing great, kid. Have an amazing day. Thank you. Lucky girl bear. There's a lot of good. You don't think there's good women? Listen to this live stream. Listen to how they talk about their husbands. You're just not going to find them in a bar. That's where the whores hang out. Oh, this is awesome, dude. Man. Logos rising. Is that awesome? Logos rising. I started out my adult life flailing, as I think most of us did, who were raised by boomers. By 26, I tried just about every vice and lifestyle, just trying to grasp onto something that felt right. I ended up meeting and marrying a wonderful man who'd had a vasectomy as a result of the trials of the modern world. Childless myself, working long hours as an administrator in a warehouse, I found myself wondering why I still wasn't happy. Of course, a few years, we ended up going down the rabbit hole, discovering a lot of hard truths about our world and society. The JQ, looking at the AQ, the Amish question, and ended up becoming very isolated and blackpilled. Then a little over a year ago, I stumbled onto a conversation you had with Molyneux and started listening to your live streams. We saw your show in Portland, and it was such a breath of fresh air to be surrounded by other thinking people, laughing and enjoying ourselves. It was a transformative night. Since watching your journey and discovering the power of logos, so much has changed for us. We're in our 30s now. My husband just got his vasectomy reversed, and we are trying for our first child. We're preparing for an eventual cross-country move so we can afford to buy land, have me quit wage cucking to be a full-time wife and mom, homeschool, raise goats, teach through doing, grow our own food, start canning, and who knows, maybe start making soap or something. Thank you for being hilarious and an inspiration and for reminding the world that Western culture starts at home. You are changing lives. Please come back to Portland before we leave. Otherwise, hopefully we'll see you in Michigan someday. You're doing great, kid. And more than that, you're doing good. Keep it up. Cheers, June Bear. Thank you, June Bear. That was beautiful. I appreciate that tremendously. Let's see. Yeah, this one, return address. Sweet. Thank you, Randall. Randall. A real woman. Yeah, wage cucking. It's a true thing. It's all true, yo. It's true, yo. It's all true, yo. Make those cubs, baby. Hi, Big Bear. My name is Randall. I've been enjoying your streams for a while. I want to send you a super chat, Bear Mail, to give my support in whatever small way I can. I'm also enjoying my subscription to unauthorized.tv as well. I watched your video about your friend Justin Roki, and it caused me to have a lot of self-reflection on a lot of things. I'm currently serving in the Army and have been for 9 years. I have a family of my own, and my actions and possible consequences weigh heavily on me at times. It is hard to bring up the truth about a lot of people I work with, but I find it the same with civilians as well. People don't like to be confronted with inconvenient truths about that challenge their ideas or comfort of everyday life. I used to think God was cruel and unjust. Why would he allow us to commit these horrors to each other and to children? When I learned about how the human trafficking is spread and how influential people in our country participate or defend these people, I was disgusted. Then I realized God did do something about it. He created people like us who are driven enough to change it. I will be attending Special Forces selection in hopes of learning valuable skills I can carry to a job combating human trafficking where I'm done with my service. God bless you and your beautiful family. Sorry about my horrible handwriting. I am left-handed, which, parentheses, non-sodomite. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, how inspiring are these letters? I'm just reading one after another. It's like that dude is like God created the ability to either opt out or start something yourself. You know, God isn't cruel. God hopes that you choose love. Oh, Canadian. Thanks for all you do and being an inspiration. Oh, thanks. Oh, this is Imagine. Oh, dude, I'll just play this. I trust any, except for the obvious disgusting people that send me scary things or, so that doesn't scare me though. To the point where it's almost weird. Like my wife is like, you're not scared ever? Like what? No, fear is from the dark one. Okay, so she, someone rewrote Imagine. Imagine God in heaven. It's easy if you try. This is a, I'll start from the beginning. This is, because one stream I was talking about how you can complain all you want about Imagine. Why don't you rewrite the positive version, right? Write the positive version of Imagine. Here we go. You know, change it. Make it better. Imagine God in heaven. It's easy if you try.
imagine all God's children living for the Lord. You yeah. And then imagine the devil plotting.
This as I go.
Imagine Jesus healing us. I wonder if you can. No need for hopelessness. He's the Son of Man.
And he's coming back to save us.
Imagine.
Oh no, I'm free running this.
Imagine the devil defeated.
Hang on. Yeah.
It's easy if you try. Satan is banished forever.
I messed that part up. This is how it should have went. That was my fault.
Imagine the devil defeated. It's easy if you try. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you will join us and praise God's only Son.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. All right, we got to close on that. I can't. That was beautiful. I'm going to read the letter, though. This is from Christina. You're doing great, kid. I love your streams and watch daily. God bless you and your beautiful family. May you continue to prosper and grow. I admire your strength and never backing down and speaking truth. You are a light in a world full of lies and cowards. I rewrote the lyrics to Imagine by John Lennon to a song about God. I can't take any credit for it. It was your idea a while ago. It's not about, it's about logos. It's not about credit. The thought stuck in my head, though, so I gave it a try. I would love to hear you sing it one day. Please excuse the Canadian monopoly currency, but I wanted to contribute something. God bless you and keep you safe. May I be verified as Cookie Monster Bear. Welcome, Cookie Monster Bear. P.S. Your skit with the two Jews talking and playing the song That Nigger Stole My Bike. And the background is brilliant. No matter how many times I rewatch it, I laugh hysterical. Thank you. And everyone keeps saying, you're doing great, kid. So imagine all the Garys getting cucked by biker gangs. That's hysterical. All right, I'm going to play you guys the sketch that is from, that me and Crowder did a while back. For those of you that don't know what you're doing great, kid means, watch this. And then I will say goodbye. I will be doing a talk with E. Michael Jones at noon my time. So come back for that. He's a very smart cookie. And he knows Peter Butt from South Bend very well. There we go. I play a man in small hat. Do you know that BET is owned by Sumner Redstone, whose real name is Rothstein? His name's Redstone. He actually owns two of my Comedy Central specials, but he owns BET. Black Entertainment Television is literally owned by a man in small hat. All right, Jay's out.
Yo, it's the calm before the storm right here. Wait, how was I gonna start this off? Oh yeah, that's an awfully hot pot of coffee. Should I drop it on Donald Trump or not? Probably not until I develop a solid plot. Got a plan now, I got a hatchet, like a damn Apache with a tomahawk. I'ma walk inside a mosque on Ramadan, say a prayer that every time Melania opens her mouth. I'ma stop.
I feel like it's not landing.
What? It's gold, you're doing great, kid.
I don't know about that, the whole Apache thing seemed kind of insensitive, you know, like with the...
Don't worry about it, kid. Just read this, get back out there. Yeah.
Because racism's the only thing he's fantastic for. That's how he gets his f***ing rocks off. And he's orange.
Yo, I gotta tell you, like, I don't think this shit is that strong.
What? It's gold.
No, man, I feel like it's played out thing. Like, orange? I said I wanted some fresh material.
You're doing great, kid. No one can touch you. Now get out there and rap, but read the material.
All right, yo, like...
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Yeah,
all right. Yes.
Now, that. This is for Colin. Ball up a fist and keep that shit ball like Donald the bitch.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm losing him, man. I don't feel this is. I think I'm losing him.
You're crazy, kid. You just called the President of the United States a big old bitch. Black people love that. It's BET. Now get back out there. Yeah. Yeah.
Bye.
Yo, he's gonna get rid of all immigrants. Donald's gonna build that shit up taller than this. Well, if he does build that shit, I hope it's made out of bricks. Cause like his politics, I'm coming nonstop and I'm gonna whip shit at the wall till it sticks.
Bricks are porous.
All right, yo, for anyone who's a fan of mine and his, I'm drawing a line in the sand. You're either for or against.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You don't want to split the market there, kid.
No, I got to do this. I got to be real.
Just be real without pissing off half the country. Just call him a big old bitch, right? That worked, right? When you called him an orange bitch. Right?
All right, guys, hit the Rogan's Up button. Subscribe to unauthorized.tv. Thanks for all your beautiful letters. And check out, you know, Owen Benjamin Clips, the Owen Benjamin Bear Cave, Owen Benjamin Highlights. If you want to see the shorter versions of some of these, because the nuclear section, I'm sure they'll cut up and all that. And since I don't make a dime on YouTube at all, you might as well support people who do. That's why I'm all about it. You know, they're all monetized. Good. I don't make shit on this, so they might as well support good people. And unauthorized.tv. All right. I'll see you guys later. Peace.